growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Welcome once again to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. I am Victoria Inyolu Adepoju. You're welcome to the month of February, and in this episode and for subsequent episodes, we'll be looking at what purpose is. Purpose. When you hear purpose, what comes to your mind? Purpose is the reason for the existence of a particular thing. Now, a lot of people just live life without an understanding of their purpose, without an understanding of the reason why God created them. It has been emphasized here at the Victorious Voice Network that God is mindful of every creature, everyone that God created. He is mindful of them. And we are not too much for him to assign to us a particular intent for our creation. So God created you for a purpose. You are not a mistake. Now, have you discovered the reason why God created you? Have you discovered the reason why you are where you are presently? Have you discovered the reason why you are going through what you are going through at the moment? It takes knowing God to know your purpose. That is the most important thing. It takes knowing God to know your purpose. In subsequent episodes, we'll be doing an exposition into what purpose is, how can you discover your purpose. And sincerely, we have beautiful things in store for us as God will be helping us for subsequent episodes. Rick Warren, in his book Purpose Driven Life, gave five things that could be a guide for us to discover our purpose. Now, when God created us, he said, and I quote from his book, that God planned you for his pleasure. He planned me for his pleasure. He formed you for his family. He created you to become like Christ. He shaped you for serving God, and you are made for a mission. When you put that at the back of your mind and walk through that daily, it will help you in your journey through life as a teenager and as a young adult. Now, requiring giving us five ways by which you can discover your purpose, and it was represented by the acronym SHAPE. We did that sometimes ago in one of our episodes, but we'll be focusing on that for this month. S in SHAPE stands for spiritual gifts, which are your special abilities that God has given to you. H is for hearts, which are your special passions. A is for abilities, which are your talents, your inborn talents. P is for personality, the special wiring, the way God wired you. And E is for experiences, your past experiences, both positive and negative. I like to quote Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 and remind myself, because it gives me joy to know that long ago, even before the world was made, God chose me to be his very own. Through what Christ would do for us, he decided then to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We will stand before him covered with his love. So God knew you before you were even created. He knew you and he has a purpose for you. When you live a purposeful life is when you live a meaningful life. When you live a purposeful life is when you live an impactful life. So I trust that as God will be helping us, we'll be unraveling a lot of things about purpose and how you can discover your purpose. And we'll also be learning from people that have discovered purpose and are in the line of fulfilling purpose already, even as teenagers and as young adults. And I trust God to help us, grant us His wisdom and His grace to walk in line with His will and His purpose for our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for listening. Do well to share with your friends. God bless you.